All right, welcome into the Brandon Lowe Show with Ryan Britt, brought to you by HD Media Sports and Video Productions. I'm Brandon Lowe. Across this long table, you're almost far away from me now. In a new studio here.
Well, everything would have felt far away from where we were. You were in my lap for the last 2 months, so that was odd.
That's Ryan Britt, the WVU beat writer, as well as still cover preps sports for Gazette Mellon. And across from us, a beautiful Jack Withrow. And right beside of us here on the wall is Jack Withrow as well.
Yeah, so. A little rearrangement.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we're hanging out in the one percenter neighborhood today, which is cool.
Thanks. Yeah, you shout thought out. I was a one percenter. Yeah,
shout out to Jack's wife for letting his friends come over and play today. That was nice.
Yeah, Jack crafted this studio together here in this space in his house now. So we have a ton more space. Nice shots, too. You may have saw of our little test, live test yesterday broadcast. Just kind of checking out the cameras and all that stuff. And, man, you got it all together really quickly.
Yeah. Well, I was in the moving spirit this weekend. So.
Yeah, moving the sun up.
Moved my son, to Fairmont. So I said, well, why not? Let's just keep it going on Sunday afternoon. And this is what happens when you got downtime and no kids.
I got to tell you, like on my list of favorite activities, moving stuff comes in right around weed eating in my whole acre of land as my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, are you guys the type where somebody asks you to move, all of a sudden have something to do that day?
I always have that ruptured disc thing, and it's real. I don't have to lie.
Yeah, you do have that excuse. Yeah,
sorry, bro.
Can't do
lift it. Can't do it.
Find someone else.
Yeah. It's a medical reason. Next day I'm playing golf, 36 holes. I thought you said your back hurt. No, I said I have a condition.
How was everybody's weekends, man?
I just told you.
Oh, you were moving, but I'm saying.
I was going to say, sounds like his is pretty heavy.
Yours was the entire weekend, I guess. What'd you do, Ryan?
What did I do? I don't even remember. What was Friday?
You watched the race, and you had a few pops last night.
Pops yesterday, yeah.
Which is a rarity for you now. Because
it is. Ate some hot wings, paid the price all day, so there's that.
Did a one percenter move, went to B-dubs yesterday?
I did. Well, we had Malia's dance recital Saturday, my second in 3 weeks.
Nice.
Wow. How'd that go?
Well, I'll credit him for not putting it on a holiday weekend. And Malia did great.
Good.
It lasted 4 hours.
It was 4 hours long?
It was 4 hours long. There was not a drink to be had in the place. So everyone.
What?
Not water, not anything.
How do you have an event that long?
I don't know.
And not have anything.
So they have nothing, like no concessions, nothing to buy. Why would they not do that?
No, I didn't. Yeah, I don't know. It was a municipal auditorium, partly, I think.
Oh, okay.
By the way, I'm not here. I don't want to bash nobody. Like I said, it was my stepdaughter's dance recital. I was happy to be there. That building needs an overhaul, boys. Yeah. I don't know if you've been in there lately.
I went and saw a comedy show recently.
My God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's old.
So
why are the seats so close?
I'll tell you one thing, not comfy either.
No. Your arms are on top of other people.
For 4 hours, too.
Yeah, I was in a sold-out comedy show, and it was just like people on top of each other.
Can we get some new seats in there?
Yeah, it's not good.
Where do you start, though? I mean, that building.
It's still the red velvet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the old school. Yeah.
Like, when you watch, like, an old. Have you ever seen Cinderella Man? With Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
And it shows him boxing in, like, 1931 in the bowl.
Yeah.
Those are the seats that are now in the municipal auditorium right there.
They really are.
It's not good.
Yeah, and, it's crazy because of the comedy show. People had, like, their drinks, and some people, you pretty much have to buy two at a time because also if you're, like, on one side of the auditorium, you'd have to go through an entire crowd of people, and it was just almost impossible to get up.
Yeah, it's
So, yeah.
It's something, man. But other than that, no, that was, it was good. See her up there doing her thing. Got to play some golf early Saturday morning, so that's always good.
That's cool. Where'd you play at?
Green Hills Country Club, Ravenswood.
Okay.
It's a nice little track.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always solid. It's one of my favorites. So got dumped on with some weather Friday night that made for a soggy day, but, you're on the golf course. Can't be too bad, right?
No, not for sure. For sure. I'm
very bad, but I mean, life can't be too bad.
We got another scoop and score that we're talking
about. Yeah, of course. Every show, right?
Tell us who we got today, Ryan.
Riverside coach Alex
Darty.
Daughtry, Daugherty? We're going to find out definitively. Yeah. That might be the first question we ask.
He's very flexible about it. That's what I was telling you guys off the air. I remember the first time I interviewed him when he first got the job at Riverside.
Yeah.
And I had to ask him, and he's like, I'll settle for whatever.
We'll see if he's changed his mind in the last 5 years.
Yeah, maybe he got a little more confidence in it since this is, what, his fifth year?
Because he was only like
24.
Yeah, young. He's still, he's way younger than us, obviously. So,
Yeah, he's a guy that played at Riverside and called it his dream job when he got there because of that. So,
Warriors coming off a 3-7 campaign. Mm-hmm. If you look around especially Kanawha County, man, there's an opportunity there.
Sure.
I think GW is going to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Dunn's in Myrtle Beach. Donnie Mays is at Hurricane. I mean, St. Albans is going through a coaching change. Capitol's a little bit down the last couple of years. Who knows what they're going to come out there?
Who's going to be their quarterback?
It seems to be a chance. We're going to find out this summer. Whenever we get him on here. Maybe we'll wait till later in the summer to get him so he has an answer on that.
After seven on seven.
I'm sure he doesn't have one right now. But there seems to be an opportunity there for a team like Riverside to make some ground up in the MSAC. So we'll talk to him and see what he thinks about that.
It's just tough, man. I mean, it's brutal.
Well, it's like every I was year, telling you off just, air. It's just if you're one of these MSAC teams and you're looking at your schedule and then you got the three Huntington area teams on it, it's like, well, there's three losses. from there, whether they'd say that or not. But, I mean, most years, other than Hurricane, who's beating those teams?
You know, I know we asked Coach Sammons on Friday why he thought that was the way it is, right? You asked him why those three programs, have been so successful. And I guess you can kind of chalk it up, too, to some of those areas. And a lot of you always got to look at the population, right? People moving to those areas and people going into that area. And that's a huge part of it, kids having the numbers. And, you know, we've talked about a school like St. Albans that struggled to have the numbers. I mean, Jack knows, too, even South Charleston. You wouldn't say they have a ton of kids. They have more than St. Albans, but they don't have a ton of kids.
Sounds like Hoover's almost got them doubled up, right? From what Joey told us.
Yeah, I mean, Hoover's what? They had 61 or something like that.
That's incredible to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's upper tier of AAA.
Yeah, really. For sure. Yeah. So, the numbers, as we all know, that's not the secret. You got to have the numbers there and the kids. So,
by the way, that one camera angle is really scary, Jack, because I just realized, like, anything that comes up on my phone is going to be.
Yeah.
Not that I get a lot of stuff that over there on camera, you know, but.
Generate bets over there on your $5 on ping pong this weekend.
Oh, God.
No. But, the life in the MSAC, as we know, and, you know, some of those schools, you know, I've heard people before say, you know, maybe St. Albans and Nitro should join and consolidate and become one school, and I don't really know how that would pan out or how they would work that out. It's still two separate towns. And
there's always rumors about consolidations. There for a long time it was Poca and Buffalo.
Yeah, but sure,
Buffalo
Buffalo's
now built a relatively new school. What is it, 5 years old, something like that?
Mm-hmm. It's a little older than that.
Is it?
Oh, really? Okay.
But if you haven't been there, it's very nice.
Sure. Yeah.
But, I mean, that was always the one when I was, you know, getting into this gig that I heard all the time. I mean, Nitro Sissonville was a thing at one point. Oh,
okay. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, because they're, you know.
They're right there.
Those school districts kind of touch on Rocky Fork Road and go out that way. You know, I don't know. I don't know where it goes. It's funny, man. I did a lot of research for that Bridgeport baseball column I wrote a couple of weeks ago, and I get in there, and, like, half the schools I'm looking at are no longer in existence. Some of them I'd never even heard of. They've been closed for so long. So,
it's crazy, too. Didn't mean to cut you off there, but it's crazy, too, when you look at there's so many towns, obviously, when you go out to some of these coal towns where there were so many people out there in the populations, and they go – it's crazy to see these schools. They were class AAA, and then they go down to AA, and they're class A, and they'll go back up to AA. And it's just – it's kind of crazy seeing how that affects, obviously, the enrollment. And then, you know, you start trying to put them in these conferences against some of these, heavily populated areas.
Man was in the MSAC when we were in middle school.
Like, yeah.
It's not all that long
ago. Yeah, that's crazy.
And, it's one thing, you know, Kels took – and I took that drive out in the – mountains there, and you just pass so many abandoned, dilapidated school buildings. It's like, man, you know, it looks like ghost towns out there in some places. So.
It's like MacDowell, as Homer Hickam would call it, MacDowell County. That was a thriving, you know, I mean, when around that time, I mean, there was that was a place to be, and education, all that stuff was really high. I think it was one of the higher ones in the state, and it just sucks to see that. But, yeah, that's those are those schools that kind of struggle a little bit to kind of keep up as far as the numbers and enrollment.
That would be cool to get for the studio is some gear from some closed schools.
Yeah, for sure.
We need like a big like Fayetteville Pirates shirt in here, you know, like
I've got some basketball gear that I bought from Bill Bennett at RCB.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
The two schools, there's I think there was actually three or four schools that combined.
Yeah, that the
Like Washington Irving and another one they called the Presidents.
Yeah, that area I'm not real familiar with.
Yeah, but I've got the basketball, the full basketball jerseys.
I bet we could get Joey to get us some Matewan gear.
Sure. Yeah.
But there's one in there then baseball. I'd never even, like Gary? Mm-hmm. No idea. And I'm pretty good about
that. McDowell County.
Okay, well, that's why. That's like one of the only counties I do not know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, they had won a few baseball titles and stuff. But, yeah, that would be cool to, like, have a collection of that kind of stuff. So, hey, if you're out there and you want to give us some free stuff, just saying.
I know we talked about it before. We try to get schools to send us, like, swag or whatever. We can go back to doing that.
That's what, yeah. We just
have them send them in.
Just shameless solicitors for gear.
Just put them up on Jack's wall here. And
up on this. I like that. It's angled up there.
Yeah. We could put all kinds of stuff up here.
I'm still waiting on my Richwood shirt, by the way. I've still yet to ever get one of those, but one day.
Was that the town with the quilt?
Yeah.
That's what I really want. And the place, the restaurant or whatever it is?
That's what I really want.
That's awesome.
That's the coolest blanket I've ever seen in my life. I don't know why I didn't buy it, but.
Send us that quilt. We'll take care of it.
Yeah. Just drape myself in it and wear it everywhere.
wear it every show. It's awesome stuff. Yep. My daughter went down the water slide for the first time this weekend.
I saw that picture. Pool. If you haven't seen that picture.
Yeah, the picture's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where was this
she at? She was locked in.
At our pool in the neighborhood. Oh. We have a little slide or
that's
whatever.
That's what happens when you're in the 1%. Yeah, you get a pool. You get a pool with a water slide, too.
I'm in a castle right now.
Compared to where I have a dead spot in my backyard where a pool that no longer is functional is. Actually clipped it with a lawnmower this weekend, so if it wasn't already dry rotted. Yeah, actually, I kind of thought about that. I was like, well, it's clearly dry rotted by now. Like, why not? So, yeah, tell me again about your slide pool, though.
But she went down in
Lazy River? Is there one of those?
No, okay. But she went down. It was funny because my wife didn't catch the first attempt, but that was the picture. And then she got the video that we posted, and I went back and looked. I said, show me that picture. And her face is just, I mean, it's awesome. I want that blown up, and I mean, it's awesome. But I put the Jackass theme song behind it and put in my story. I don't know if you saw that as well. It was just perfect, man. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But she's getting braver, which is kind of cool to watch when they're little, and then they start getting a little braver. And because she's been so cautious compared to my son over everything. I mean, but she still freaks out about it. If a fly lands near her, she'll freak out. But
sounds like mom.
But yeah, so yeah, proud of her, man. It was pretty cool. Now she can't stop going down the slide. It's kind of how you are as a kid, you know. First time you ride a roller coaster or something, you just want to keep doing it over and over and over. But yeah, it was pretty cool. That was a cool part of my weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back in the day, we had high dives.
That was the thing. Yeah.
Man, I miss those. But I'll tell you what, you could wreck yourself on one of those.
Oh, yeah.
I did. A few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got really good at, like, I think I was, like, 9 or something that summer. I got really good at doing some stuff because I was hanging around a bunch of older kids. Yeah. They were doing gainers and all that stuff. And, man, you'd really just jack yourself up, though.
There used to be this thing that they called spank the baby. Do you remember that?
Which one is that one?
So, you walk out to the end of the high dive.
Oh, then you spank your...
And you sit down. Like, fall down to your butt.
Oh, yeah,
and
bounce off.
So,
yeah.
I tried that once. Missed the board, but just caught the front of the board up my back. Scraped me straight up the back and up the back of my head.
That's never fun.
Yeah, the pool water turned a little red after that. I was cut pretty good on that one.
The Poca Hunting and Fishing Club.
I was a member there.
Is the one I would go to.
Yeah.
And their high dive was legit there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was high up.
Yeah.
I never got to go to the Cross Lanes one. Yeah. I was a member pool too, and I didn't know anybody.
That's because we were in the 99%.
Yeah, I didn't know anybody rich enough to get me in there.
You probably have two memberships in the Cross Lanes pool now, don't you?
No, I got my own pool.
You got a water slot in your backyard. I forgot.
Why would I waste my premium gas to get on? No, I'm just kidding. But, I remember always going over that Cross Lanes pool and wishing I could get in that thing.
Yeah. Remember, they used to take you to on a field trip. And when we were in Point Harmony, it was always I'd walk in the gate and be like, nobody's stopping me.
Yeah. I made it.
I'm here. All these other kids are like, yeah, we come here every day. It's like, that's cool. It's my first time.
Yeah. Where do I start?
Yeah. Your water's so clean. No one's peed in it yet today. It's water. Awesome.
Yeah. That place is, I guess it's still going, right? It's still a pool over there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't been over there.
That's what we should ask our coaches now. When was the last time and where you peed in a pool, a public pool? No? Okay, let's move on.
I let it loose.
Well, you want to take a break and bring Alex on?
Yeah, first, do you let it loose in the pool?
No.
Absolutely not.
No. I, honest to God, I probably did when I was a kid, like a little kid.
Oh, but sure.
I still let it loose.
We're not swimming with Brandon. Yeah. We know that now.
You literally pee in a public pool.
No, yeah, and the pool in the neighborhood every once in a while, yeah, for sure.
There's other people that use that pool, man.
There's chlorine in it.
That's terrible, dude.
It cleans it.
That's awful, honestly.
Just swim fast, man.
I've never been more disgusted by you in my life.
And now you. Yeah, I mean, you're separated now.
I'm asking Alex.
I don't understand. Like, if you're under the age of 8, okay. That's the only time it's okay.
I've only done it. It's not like I do it all the time. It's just every once in a while.
If you've done it once in your adult life, that's horrific. And you should be arrested. It's horrific. You should be arrested.
I don't know if that's horrific.
You should be arrested. that's like purposely sneezing on somebody. It's actually worse. I'd rather be sneezed on than peed on any day.
There's your question.
Alex, would you rather be sneezed on or peed on?
I mean, context is everything there, because that peeing on thing gets a little weird.
There is no context. I don't care if you have COVID. I would rather be sneezed on than peed on.
You're not getting peed on in a pool, though.
You're diving in someone's pee.
It's not like I'm standing outside the pool just letting it loose.
They're going to cancel us now.
That is horrific. Anyway, take us out of here. I'm calling Alex.
All right, we're going to do our scoop and score, talking Riverside football with Alex over there. When we get back here from the break, you're listening and watching the Brandon Lowe Show with Ryan Pruitt. All right, welcome back to the Brandon Lowe Show with Ryan Pritt here on HD Media Sports and Video Productions. And we move over to a segment we've been doing, started last week. We're going to do this all the way leading up to kickoff. It is Scoop and Score, where we bring an area coach on and we ask them a few questions about their team as they head into some of these flex days and weeks as it gets some summer work into it. And then also we'll have our little fun with them as well. Join us, Riverside head football coach Alex Daugherty. Alex, thank you for coming on the show, man.
Appreciate you having me.
So you're entering your fifth year. Ryan and I were kind of talking about it. You were a young man when you you headed into that job. Are you feeling like an old man now that you're in your fifth year in Riverside?
I am a little bit. I got the job at 23, and I just saw my first group out from, when I got him as freshman. So it's feeling kind of surreal. I think it's just kind of like second nature. Okay, hey, we got football coming up. I'm just going enjoying the time that I have with the kids, enjoying the time that I have as a coach here. And I'm really still enjoying it. Still feel like a kid, when I'm walking the halls, because I graduated from Riverside. So, every morning it's kind of like weird, kind of separating that, hey, I'm a teacher and coach now. I don't go to school here anymore. So But it's a blessing. It definitely is a blessing. And I couldn't ask for a better opportunity. And Jane Kennedy hired me at 23. And I know for a fact nobody else would have. And I thank her all the time for that. You know, just believing in me, what I'm doing.
You know, as someone who starts that young, obviously, and we could say that because we're a lot older than you, so congratulations. We're old men. But over the course of 5 years, you know, what are some of the most more important things you've learned as a coach? How are you a different coach now than you were back then?
Well, I think for me, I take the holistic approach because I always say I use the game of football to help kids in our valley. And I love the game of football. I truly believe there's nothing else that teaches the game of life more than the game of football. And, you know, I kind of use that and try to give our kids guidance and accountability and structure. And I think the biggest thing from that I've learned is you can't save everybody. I think early on, you know, I got in tough situations because I was trying to save every single kid. And at the end of the day, you know, I know that I could give them the tools to be successful, but they have to be the ones that step up and get it done and do it and believe in it. And I think that's the biggest thing that I've learned over these 5 years is that, hey, you know, coach hard the kids that really want it, you know, that really want that structure and accountability, and let the ones that, you know, can't see that go because they end up ruining it for the kids that do want it. So yeah. I think that's the biggest thing.
So part of that also is your upperclassmen leadership. I know I was looking at going into last year, you had, I believe, 9 seniors. You had 17 of your 22 stars return. What are you looking at as far as upperclassmen, some leadership there to kind of help you and help your team move along a little bit?
Well, this year we're actually, you know, returning most of our guys. We only lost Elijah Williams he was a senior. Roger Gray was a senior, but he missed half the year. He got hurt. But those are really the only two, and Andrew Boucher, the starters. But we're bringing back everybody else. We have a really big upcoming senior class. We have, I think, 25 total seniors coming up, and the majority of them were starters for us. So I'm excited for them, you know, to step up. And I think this is their year, really, because a lot of them started since their sophomore year.
You know, you look at that, and it coincides with kind of a lot of turnover at a lot of your rival schools. If you look mm-hmm. at South Charleston, a coaching change, you know, Trey Dunn's off to Myrtle Beach. You got, excuse me, St. Albans has a coaching change. You know, Capitals had some struggles here the last year or two. Do you guys look at this season coming in as a real opportunity for you guys to really gain some ground locally, especially?
I think it's in the back of our minds, but at the same time, you know, I preach to our kids, it's one day at a time. I mean, there's a lot of times that, you know, early on in my career, you would look at a schedule and you try to predict, you know, wins and losses. And I believe you can't do that. There's so many variables and things that could happen, you know, injuries, whatever else it might be. I don't do that anymore. I'm looking at Beckley week one. I know it's a cliche, but that's the reality. We got to take it one step at a time. And most of the time, our successful years is based off that first game. And when we made the playoffs for the first time in 12 years, you know, we beat Beckley game one, and then we continued that streak. And then, you know, last year we lost to Beckley week one, and we struggled. We tried to climb back out of that. So I think for us, that week one against Beckley, you know, we'll say a lot about what kind of year we're going to have. You know, it's not saying you can't come back from it because, you know, we're trying to teach our kids to you know, fight through adversity when things get tough, because it's going to happen. You know, there's going to be times that we, you know, look at each other and somebody's going to have to step up. So I definitely look at it just one game at a time, one practice at a time. So we're not looking ahead at that at all.
I know you said when you took that job at Riverside, or I believe you were maybe a year in, you said you want to emulate Cabell Midland. We just had Luke Sammons on the show. Can you kind of go into what that meant and where you're seeing the progress as far as trying to set the standard like a program like Cabell Midland and their success?
Well, I think, you know, for Coach Sammons, you know, they don't have you don't look at them and have, you know, high-powered athletes, you know, like you know, like the South Charleston's, Capitals, Huntington's, you know. Spring Valley's the same way. You know, we just want to be a tough, hard-nosed football team that wins the right way, you know, that wins with class, and, you know, also just play for each other, play for a community. Our community, man, it's I don't know how often you guys are here, but you know, we're itching for something big here. And you know, there's not much going on. There's not much jobs. You know, our community is economically just down because of the coal mining industry. And I think for us, it's, if we can find a way to have a successful football program, our community will rally behind that. And, that's what I, you know, tell our kids, you know, play for our community. And, because you know, I consider us, I call us the armpit of Kanawha County. The reality is nobody really cares about us. And, you know, we've always been the laughing stock, unfortunately, you know, the past, 15 years. And I'm just tired of that. You know, I want to be, you know, the top every year, like Cabo Midland, Spring Valley, they're always at the top. And I just want to be consistent like them. You know, I want our kids to know what we're getting out, you know, year in and year out. And I want teams to not want to play us. You know, I think teams are dying to play us. You know, teams want us on their schedule. And I don't want that to be like that anymore.
Yeah, well, before Ryan asks another question, and I'm just going to tell you this, you have one hell of a Shoney still over there. So,
yeah, hey, it's the best Shoney's of all time. Of all time, by far.
Hey, really? I'm going to have to make my way over there.
For sure.
Oh,
best
yeah.
Shoney's in an entire area. Okay. So,
well, thank you for, I'm glad that came out today. So, the next time I'm down that way, I can go check that out.
We used to go after every baseball game that we played. I would go, my grandparents would take us to Shoney's. And if I hit a home run, the lady there, would give me a free hot fudge sundae.
I was about to say, that's where it's at. That's the best.
Man, it was great. And it would be like 11 o'clock, and, you know, that salad bar just hits different, you know, at 11.
He's right about that salad bar, though. Hell that's yeah. Awesome. Hey, you know, one thing I wanted to ask you, and I don't, you know, I'm going to tread on this one delicately as I can, but, you know, there are a lot of your, you know, people talk about feeder programs, and a lot of your best players.
Hey. You don't have to tread lightly. Okay. You don't have to tread lightly.
I'm not going
to
throw anybody in particular. I'm just saying that a lot of your DuPont and East Bank they produce some good teams, and a lot of those players never make it to Riverside High School. I think that's fair. What's the key to keeping those kids at home? How important is that for you?
I think one thing you're going to see this year is we're getting a lot of those kids back. And I think we've had 3 total transfers coming back. And, you know, that was my goal. And I just want our kids to be proud to be playing for Riverside High School. And, you know, just there hasn't been pride here in a long time. And, you know, that comes with winning. And I always said from the beginning, I'm not going to change who I am. This job isn't going to change what I believe in and who I am as a person. And, you know, I always felt like at 23 that, you know, I was definitely placed in this position, and I'm a religious person. I truly believe that God put me here for a reason. And I always said, if I do things right, things will take care of itself. And, you know, now we're starting to get those kids back. And I think it's because of, I never wavered from my expectations, you know, with the kids. I never wavered from the accountability, the discipline, just because I always thought, hey, it's an important part of the game. And I think kids want that. And I think kids are seeing that. You know, we develop kids, and I'll go on record saying this to anyone. I don't think there's anybody that develops our kids better than we do, you know, especially around here. You know, it's a 365 thing for us, constantly trying to help our kids improve. And, I believe that's one of the reasons they're coming back, and because I think they're seeing the progress that we're making. And it's going to turn around. I don't know when, you know, obviously hoping this year, but at some point we're going to be talking, and, you know, you're going to reference back to our conversations, and because I truly believe it's going to happen. I think our kids deserve it. I think our kids work for it. And I think hard work's rewarded.
It's good stuff. I think what you need to do is you need to tell them that if they score a certain amount of points, that you will buy them all. That Sunday, the hot fudge Sunday.
Get Shoney's involved. Oh, yeah. Can we get some
sponsor
kind of...
with Shoney's?
Hey, yeah. To be honest, I hope Mr. Shoney hears this, but we've tried. They won't help us with anything. Like they won't give us any type of sponsorship or nothing. So I don't think they realize how much business I gave them growing up. You know?
Have you reached out to the burger cart?
Oh, dude, that place is amazing. Yeah.
Now that Valley High School's, you know, kind of part of you, I mean, I would feel like that's your territory now, right?
You know, that's a good idea. That's a great idea. I definitely need to. And we need to get, you know, like for every pancake one of our linemen has, they get like a free double stack or something.
There you go. You know? Come on, guys. I mean, come on, guys. Let's get the kids come first in that community. Let's go.
Shoney's
Burger Cart. Right. Somebody listen.
There we go. We'll get it. All right, let's Alex, let's have some fun with our scoop and score. What we've been doing essentially is, you know, talking about your squad and talking about your team, and then we kind of transition over to some fun questions that, you know, will either involve sports, mostly not, but mostly not. 90% of them won't be sports.
I have no idea what to expect here, so I'm kind of excited for this.
Awesome. Good. All right.
Better.
All right, so first one.
12-pack of questions, rapid-fire style. Oh. Here we go.
Yeah, we'll each Jackson here, too, Jack Withrow, and we'll ask – there's three of us. We'll each ask four questions, and then we'll equal your 12-pack there inside the segment.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to start off with the same one I started off with, boys, with Luke, because I thought it was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
If you could create a new Olympic sport to compete in where you're sure to win a gold medal, what would it be?
Oh man, I'm sure to win a gold medal, right? Is that that's the question?
Yep. Your best sport or anything you can make up, and whatever it is, it could be drinking milk or whatever.
I will beat anybody. I'm sure it's an Olympic sport, but I will put my skills of ping pong up with anybody.
Ping pong.
I will beat anybody in ping pong.
I got really good at ping pong one summer and then never played it again.
Was it in college?
Played. No, I played it all the time at Marshall.
There it is. Towers had a setup down there.
All right, my turn. Yep. And now Brandon set this up on a tee for me before you got on air, so you can blame him for this. But have you ever, as an adult man, that means over the age of 18,
don't lie,
peed in a public pool?
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Told you.
You, Brandon.
It's more common.
Wow.
Have you guys?
Yes.
Brandon has.
Listen, let me preface. Let me say something.
Okay.
Let me say something.
All right.
Number one, I grew up, I know it's not a public pool on the Kanawha River. And if there's not much access, like if you're having a good time.
There you go.
And you don't want to waste time going to the bathroom. Like my thing is 60% of everybody else there is doing it too, at least.
Yeah, it's good.
My contribution isn't going to make or break the.
I love that
sanitation
you
of the pool.
I love how you brought math into it. That just makes it better.
60% seems. Does that seem high? Low? Does that seem about right?
I think it's a lot. I think it's lower.
Well,
I think it's
what do y'all have? Three people there.
Yeah.
With you guys.
I have never peed in a public pool as an adult male.
Two out of three here as
neither is Jack. No. No, I promise.
Right.
No, I have peed in the Kanawha River many times.
Oh yeah,
but not in a pool. But
well, we appreciate your honesty. I would argue that it's worse to pee in the Kanawha River than a pool. Let me hear me out. There's no chemicals flowing through the Kanawha River, and there's public people using it. You know, it's just stirring up in there.
I'm not polluting nature.
Yeah, but I don't. Fish are already peeing in the pool.
River.
There's already pee in the river.
All right. Isn't pools too. I'm telling you now.
This is a whole other podcast we need to have. It's the four of us talking about peeing in the pool.
Next question's coming from me.
I love it.
Alex, are you a croc guy? Do you wear Crocs?
Yeah, of course.
Do you wear socks with Crocs?
I am right now.
Oh, man.
I love it.
That's why I like it.
That's awesome.
They're purple Crocs, too.
Nice.
Purple. Everybody's got the team, like, issued colors. Yeah, it's because Joey had them, too.
Fun fact about me.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, I was going to say I've never owned a pair.
Oh, but you're missing out.
I know.
I do not wear them on Friday nights like Luke Salmon's.
All right, let's see. What's the one song that will get you out on the dance floor? What's a song where you hear it and you're just like, man, I got to get out there and pop out the dance moves?
Probably Play That Funky Music, White Boy.
There you go. A little Wild Cherry, right? Is that Wild Cherry? No. Yeah, it's Wild Cherry, I thought.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's Wild Cherry.
I like the old school answer, though. That's good.
I love it. For a young man saying that, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Alex, if you could win only one game on your schedule next year, but you can pick who the win comes against, who's it going to come against?
Martinsburg in the state championship.
Well, that's great. Well, the problem is, if you only win one, I don't think you're getting there.
Well,
I should reshape. Regular season schedule.
All right.
That was a good answer, though. I like that.
I have kind of two that I'm teeter-totter with. Number one is, and this is honesty because I already admitted to peeing in the pool. Number one is Capital. To me, that's where most of our kids were going, you know, during my tenure here. You know, we're finally starting to get them back, and I think that would just put nail in the coffin, and I think that would help solidify us, you know, wanting kids to come to us. And then number two, Cabell Midland, because I think every year they've just whooped our ass. That's right. And they're just they're a good team. So. You know, they're a good team, and that's something that that's a team we want to be like. So I think that would be a good one too.
Awesome.
All right. What kind of car did you drive in high school?
A PT Cruiser.
Did it ever break down?
Absolutely.
There you go.
What color? What color was the cruiser?
Was it purple?
Gold.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I thought maybe he went with Warrior Purple.
A solid gold.
I wish.
There you go.
I would drive a purple car for sure.
There you go.
I had to start. My wife never acted like she really cared, but I would go out in public and like always just have Riverside stuff on, which I'm obviously proud to be from Riverside. But I think it was time for me to kind of mature my fashion sense. So I try to, you know, only wear my Riverside at practice, at school, you know, and I'm trying to look a little bit more stylish around my wife.
Okay. There you go. I like that.
Number seven.
All right. What was the one I had here? Oh, what's one thing somebody or people would be surprised about you that you know, either a hobby or something you're into? What is something that maybe someone doesn't know about you out there?
Right? Pees in the pool.
Well, you notice that. People know that. Now everyone knows that. Everybody knows that. What's something maybe at, you know, a secret, you know, you like to knit? I don't know. What's the...
Hey. I mean, I don't know if it's like that big of a difference or that surprising, but I like to play pickleball.
Okay. Yeah, pickleball's been
I put a big bunch thing. Of courts in down in Nitro.
Yeah, sure. It's a fun game. It's a very fun game.
That's cool.
I'm gonna get involved.
Yeah. One of our assistant coaches and one of my good friends is a pickleball pro at the CTC. So this is a plug for the go see Jordan Paul at the CTC.
There you go.
All right, I have to preface this one by asking, do you play golf?
I enjoy it, the thought of playing golf, and
that's awesome.
I am such a competitor. I can't play enough because I'm always at the school that I can't get really good, and I have a baseball swing still.
Yeah, I do too. It's tough,
and I get so frustrated.
Yeah,
but I enjoy playing golf. I'd like to. That's definitely something I'm going to do when I retire in 50 years.
Okay, what do you think would be the hardest to do during an 18-hole round of golf? Smoke 21 cigarettes, drink 12 Diet Cokes, or eat 6 packs of peanut M&Ms?
The hardest?
Yeah.
I think drink 12 Diet Cokes.
I agree. I think I could smoke 21 cigarettes before I could drink 12 Cokes.
I think I could do the other two pretty easily. I mean, I don't smoke cigarettes, but I don't feel like it'd be very difficult to do.
I feel like you would just be wired. It'd be tough to just stay in. You know what I mean?
That was John Daly's regiment during his last PGA tour.
Oh, man.
By the way.
Oh, was it really? I didn't know that.
That's why. I got that.
The bloat would be terrible.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. With the M&Ms involved, too. Yeah. It makes it even worse.
And you guys know when you eat like or drink too much like sugary stuff or like even fake sugary stuff. My sister-in-law taught me this phrase, and it's very accurate. You know, like when your teeth feel like they're wearing sweaters? You know, and like you're...
I like that, yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
You just feel like you need to go brush your teeth right now, and I hate that. I hate that feeling.
All right, next question. When grilling out, what meat do you prefer? Steak, chicken, pork?
Steak, for sure.
Steak.
Nice rib. I like a ribeye.
Yep.
I like New York strip too, but ribeye is the way to go.
He's nailing it.
Medium rare
I'm a medium.
Okay.
Just medium. But I got a new Pit Boss a couple years ago, and I love using that thing. That Pit Boss is nice. If you guys don't have one or a smoker in general, it's solid.
All right. So this is our last question around the
three more
around the horn here. All right. What theme song, I like this one, would you pick for your life? If you if it was a show, what would your theme song be?
Have you guys ever seen The Secret Life of Walter Mitty? By some chance, the movie.
A Ben Stiller jam.
It's it's my favorite movie of all time. Okay. And there's a song on there whenever he's on his little skateboard and he's going down the mountains after he's been to like Patagonia, and there's a song playing. It's pretty much just instrumental. It'd be that one.
That was deep.
I forget it. I don't know the name of it. I think it's Step Out by Jose Gonzalez.
Okay.
Nice.
That was deeper. Yeah. That's nice though. I like it. All right, Ryan, go ahead.
Alex, what's the best book you've ever read?
Best book I've ever read. I really like, I have this problem, and I don't know what kind of a time crunch you're on, but I have this problem where I feel like I have to read like books that'll improve my career. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like I can't read for like pleasure and joy, but I'd say my favorite book for my career has been You Win in the Locker Room First. My principal, Jane Kennedy, got that for me. Yeah. And then I guess, my favorite book for like pleasure was probably the fifth grade book I read called Hatchet. I've reread it as an adult. It's pretty good.
That's
such a good book. I just finished book one. And then
Dude has the heart attack.
The plane crash.
Crashes. Yeah. I was just talking about that book to my wife like the other day. That's weird.
Quick aside, there's a movie called Hatchet.
Yeah.
It's not based on that book.
Oh, really?
No.
That's a horror film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that book.
But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that for that age, when you read that book, it really did shape, like, I don't know. It was one of the first books where my imagination just went different ways with it when you're reading it.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good. And then I just finished with my kids. I'm in the behavior disorder classroom at the school. So, like, my curriculum is a little bit different from everybody else's. We started reading The Gunslinger, the Dark Tower series by Stephen King. It's really good so far.
Nice. It's a man there. After my own heart right there.
Yeah, it's a very good book.
Yeah, King's the man. Finish this out, Jack.
All right, last question. Do you have a game day superstition?
I mean, I guess the only thing that I do is after we kind of get the kids going, I like to take a shower before the game. I think it just kind of clears your head. But other than that, I don't really have much of a superstition other than that. But I definitely take a shower before the game.
Do you pee in a shower?
Hey.
If I have to, I guess, but I try to do it before.
That's a different question. All right. I think it's 100% across the board here. Yeah. In a shower.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys asked me 13 questions.
I'm sorry.
We probably asked you about 25 in there. That's all right, man. Thanks for being here.
I like that. I could do 12 more. I like that. It makes me think. I don't think about that stuff a lot, you know, until you're asked it.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming on talking about your program a little bit. Have fun getting to work this summer and obviously this fall. And I'm sure we'll talk to you a couple times and many times throughout the football seasons.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me. Hope to see you guys at a game maybe, or, you know, just see you guys around. You're always welcome to practice.
Maybe at Shoney's, for the game.
Yeah, we'll go to Shoney's.
There we go.
That'll be good.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you guys.
All right, there he goes. Alex Daughtry. Riverside head football coach.
Can't wait to just headline this episode. Alex Daughtry and Brandon pee in the pool.
Hey, I'm glad he was on my side. That's an hour.
That's unbelievable.
It's a lot more common than you think it is.
You're saying 60% of it.
He said 60. Adults. I didn't
he
say
said
60.
It. He said 60.
Adults.
That's what he said.
I'd have to Google and see what that actually, because I'm sure somebody has actually.
I guess I have more courtesy for other human beings than that, you know? Like, I just care about other people.
That is amazing that Ryan even said that. I would never think he would say you care about other people.
Really?
On this show.
Literally invited you guys to my house before this episode started. Well,
I guess I'm the only one coming now.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Well, Brandon can't make it either anyway because,
he's in his pool. Yeah.
We talked about killing animals in the show. So it was the last thing I thought.
People.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
I didn't say animals. By the way, if that dog that keeps crapping on my river banks listen, I will shoot you between the eyes if I find you down there again. I'm just telling you. Without one bit of conscience or hesitation.
That's why Jack has his dogs. I said people.
If it's a person down there pooping on my riverbank, I'm going to call the cops, but I will not kill you.
You said,
there's the difference.
And now we know why. I think Jack put those dogs in those cages before we got in here because he's listened to their show before.
Like, his dogs aren't on my riverbank crapping.
No,
they're fine.
I'm kidding. It's just a joke. Everything we see on here is just a joke.
My dogs didn't bark at Ryan. They barked at Brandon.
They barked at me.
Yeah, because they can sense evil. And as someone who pees in the pool, that's about as evil as a thing you can do. That's the
shirt that he had on.
Yeah, it was my shirt. That's the first time I've ever had a dogs bark at me. Or like
they bark at everybody. Yeah, they bark at me when I walk.
Okay. Yeah, if you guys are listening, Brandon's wearing one of his two T-shirts today. It's the Ohio State shirt. And dogs apparently did not like it.
My one of two shirts.
It'll be Buffalo again on Friday.
It might be, yeah. I might just keep wearing them. I'm like a cartoon character.
I only have six. Elementary.
That's really not that different.
Yeah, I lost them. Like, the fatter I get, the less shirts I have. So I have to start, I guess, losing weight at some point.
I started working out again last week, boys.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your workout regimen?
So, as you will find out, hopefully, if you guys do come over, in fact, it's about between 0.35 and 0.4 miles from my house to the actual ramp where you can put boats into the water.
Okay.
And I'll do like six laps, but
you're running, right?
No.
Walking.
Yeah. Okay. I can't run. No.
I thought you were running at one point.
I do some running like up there's stairs there and I'll run up the ramp just to get you to spike a heart rate, but you're actually better to do that.
Like, right. That's
run
what I heard.
For a minute and then walk for a minute. Like the, you know, but anyway, so about 5 weeks ago, you guys will never believe this. I don't know if it was the city of Poca or whoever it was, downed a bunch of trees down there. Because, like, if you pulled into that boat ramp, it's not just a ramp. You know, you got the picnic table over there. There's a huge parking lot and all of this, blah, blah, blah. So they downed all these trees. And guess what? They just left them there. So they down these trees and they hunk them out into these huge chunks of wood that, like, you'll probably need a crane to lift, and they haven't been back. And it's just
sitting there.
So what I've done is I flattened the wheel in my wheelbarrow, and I've been hauling it all the way down to the ramp.
That's a workout.
Yeah, and I've been picking up the chunks I can actually pick up and pushing it all the way up the hill and all the way back to my house.
This is Rocky IV.
Huh?
Yeah.
This is Rocky IV. Well, this is like George Foreman type stuff.
I didn't tell you. I'm listening to nothing but Survivor the whole time. I'm just kidding.
Yes.
But no, and I'm building up my wood pile and getting a hell of a workout.
Hell yeah.
Kind of works out. So,
well, good on you. I too started working out.
Really?
Yeah. Walking and running. I tried to run.
Yeah.
It didn't go well, but well, I'm starting out.
Running sucks.
You completed a marathon before. I don't know if I've run more than 100 yards since I was 18.
That was back in 2009. I was 38 years old, and I had gained weight up to about 230 pounds.
It's about what I'm at right now.
And decided I'd start running and ran all summer, then ran the Charleston distance run at the end of August.
I used to have to cover that.
A 15-miler. I weighed 167 pounds.
Wow.
So this is the beginning of April, and we would run almost every day, which is not good for you.
No.
Give yourself some rest. But then we started training for a marathon in May of 2009 over in Cincinnati. So we ran for 6 months during the winter and trained for this marathon. So we ran that marathon in May, and I got in the car and told my wife I'll never run that far again, and I haven't kept my promise.
It's rough on your joints. I've had doctors tell me not to run. Really, walking and running burns the same amount of calories. The only difference is you have to walk for longer, like, periods of time. As long as you're covering the same distance, it burns the same amount of calories.
Yeah, but that's what we were doing. We were running and then walking.
Yeah, my sister
in a lot of our training,
she runs in 5Ks, and I'm like, you know. Why do you, you know, I just asked, like, why she does so many of them. And she's like, it's fun. I'm like, what about that is fun?
Yeah, no, that's.
Like, people say that. I'm like, and I know, look at me, I get it. But, and I'm just like, how is that fun running a 5K?
Yeah, Artie Lang has a great comedy sketch about that, where he's talking about how he went to a trainer or whatever.
Yeah.
when he was trying to kick heroin. And the guy's like, come on, man. He's like, a runner's high is just as good as heroin. And Artie's like, have you ever tried heroin?
Yeah, exactly.
No. Yeah. Okay.
That's one thing I never achieved as a runner's high.
Trying heroin? Oh, no.
That as well. But, yeah, I just...
Yeah. No, she was like, well, everybody there is just so free and cool and everybody's having fun. I'm like, what? Sounds just terrible. Mm-mm. The running part.
No.
You know what's free and fun? Go to a bar.
Sitting in my recliner eating a sandwich. That's
I don't
free.
Know. I just don't.
There is a big difference from when I was 38 years old and trying to lose weight and everything to now. Everything hurts.
Right. Yeah, you got out of bed and things hurt.
It's about motivation, man. It's all about how bad you want to drop some poundage. I need to. I do this.
Maybe we should do a challenge here.
We tried that once, didn't we? And then we just never kept track of it, of course. We really had this whole show.
No, we said
we're going to keep track of blah, blah, blah.
We said
Kristen was on your ass, and she was, like, cooking healthy and stuff.
They got apps and everything.
I got the Fitness Pal app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's free. You just put your lunch, dinner, and breakfast in and your exercise.
The problem is it has to be by percentage, though.
Yeah.
Because the heavier you are, the faster the weight comes off.
Yeah. I'd say I'd be way ahead.
Total poundage, you would...
I'd be well ahead.
Yeah, I don't know, but
it's definitely got to be percentage.
We'll figure something out. Yeah, I'm in.
We can do that.
And don't do like my brother at Weight Watchers. When he weighed in the first time, he put his hand on underneath the table to make him weigh more, so they thought he was losing weight.
We'll all do it here.
Don't do that.
That's what I'm saying. A scale here. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. We'll do it here.
Every week we'll come in here and on a Friday.
Might as well do it. We'll start right after the show.
Let's do it. I'll do it.
Damn it. I'm making lasagna tomorrow.
My wife bought lasagna. Yeah.
Let's do it Friday.
Friday?
Now that I know it's competitive, I really got to get going.
I already got, my wife just went and got a week's worth of groceries. Yeah, and it's not.
I kind of did that same
it's
thing.
It's not healthy.
Nothing green. No lettuce.
I mean, I have some healthy
salad.
Stuff.
I got salad.
Yeah. Well, it depends. Salads can be really bad for you.
Spinach.
Yeah.
It depends on how much
dressing you put on it.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you got to eat spinach. You don't eat the iceberg stuff.
It's more about carbs than it is fat, though. I learned that last year. I went on, a full keto deal for a while.
Yeah.
And that was scary.
Ketosis.
I'd never done it, and I went to play golf, 4 days after I started this diet. And in the first fairway, I was passed out. I was like, I could not hit the ball 40 yards. I had nothing.
Mess with your sugar.
Yeah. So, after that, I called my doc. I'm like, he said, no, I said low carb, not keto. I was like, I thought that was
crazy.
The same thing. He's like, no, please don't. Insane. He's like, please don't do that. That's not good. I was like, okay.
It's all about balance.
They say the best diet is Mediterranean. And that's grains and just keeping the carbs low and all
There's
that
a
stuff.
Lot of carbs Fish. And greens.
Well, it's the kind you get. So it's fish, brown rice,
beans,
whatever it
and
is.
Corn are sources of pretty good beans, especially are good carbs.
But that's you're right. It comes down to motivation.
That's all it is.
Taking that first step.
Yep. It's that and everything, but especially losing weight, man. That's the one thing you can do. There is no shortcut, and it's really not as difficult as people make it seem. Burn more calories than you ingest.
We just became a weight support
show
here.
And everyone at home is like, thank God, this is why I tuned in to watch these three guys, of all people, give me dietary tips.
Cool. No, my main thing is if I could just kick drinking, every day, that would help.
I was a raging alcoholic. I'd have this thing whipped.
I would, because
if you kick drinking, you'd probably stop peeing in pools, too.
Yeah. That's true.
I don't want to stop that.
I think he's enjoying that.
You're disgusting human being. I'm going to take a break and come back and
let's
close
do
this thing.
Yes. Let's do
it. Okay. So we're taking a quick break?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back here on the Brandon Lowe Show with Ryan Britt. Coming back, wrapping up today's show here on the Brandon Lowe Show with Ryan Pritt on HD sports, HG Media Sports and Video Productions. And we got some events coming up here in the area. Ryan, you were talking about, let's start there with a girls basketball.
Yeah, big shootout down at Nitro High School tomorrow. 16 teams, games every hour on the hour starting at 9 a.m.
Nice.
Defending Quad A champ Huntington will be there. Defending Triple A champ Logan will be there. You've got most of your local suspects, Winfield, Nitro, Catholic, Capital, G-Dub. Let's see, Huntington, Spring Valley, Woodrow Wilson, Oak Hill, East Fairmont.
Wow.
North Marion, may have heard of them, pretty good in this sport. So, yeah, just a really good field. I always like these, man. There used to be a huge one down at St. Albans every year where they had to go to, like, three gyms. Tomorrow they'll be using both of Nitro's gyms. So yep. You'll have two games going on simultaneously every hour on the hour from 9 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
You'll see me down there.
Yep. Speaking of St. Albans, you're talking about that tournament they used to have. Well, they're bringing it back somewhat. Mm-hmm. It's not the girls, but the boys. It's the Red and Black Athletic Club Shootout. And it's going to be held over at West Virginia State, a two-day event, June 30th and July 1st. That will be I think it's in two gyms. It is. It is in two gyms. Plus, they've got a coaches clinic going on at the same time over there. Brian Poor of West Virginia State will be there. Alan Osborne of POCA. Brett Rector at Salem. Dwayne Osborne at University of Charleston. Jacob Gruce. St. Albans native, coaches at Cave Spring, Virginia now, is speaking along with Ryan Arrowood of Rio Grande. So, and several teams listed from including Fairmont, Hurricane, South Charleston, Sissonville, Hoover, Buffalo, Point Pleasant, Logan, I believe Parkersburg South, POCA, Nitro, St. Albans, Scott, Logan, the list goes on. So a lot of teams, Parkersburg, I see. So Greenbrier West keeps going.
Yeah.
So that should be a good one. Wyoming East.
West Virginia Oak stuff. On the golf side, women's senior amateur being held today at Pipestem next week, West Virginia Open. You guys will be without my services next Friday.
Okay.
We'll be in Clarksburg area for that. That's obviously at Stonewall for the first time, which is kind of amazing. It's the first time. But, yeah, that gets underway next Wednesday.
That is a tough track.
Yeah, it's the toughest track in the state, in my opinion. That back nine is so it's gonna be fun to watch those guys. Not so much for them, but for me, trying to watch those guys trying to manage that place. So, you know, that's creeping up on us again next Wednesday. You get your final qualifiers this week. Of course, Mason Williams told us the other day he will not be there.
Mm-hmm.
But we should have a final field for that thing. But
I think number 15 and 16, the holes are.
Just
15 comes around and 16 goes over the mountain.
Every hole on there, I've played it twice and I think I parred one and I'm like,
that was a good hole.
I got this. even at the turn, I was like, I think I shot 44, 45, which, you know, I'm like,
respectable.
As soon as 10 happened, it was 8. I think I went like 44, 58. It was like my front and back nine or something. It was unreal. But, yeah, that place, it's going to be fun.
It's a tester.
Yeah, so that's, of course, creeping up next week. So you got that. What else? Anything else going
you,
on?
Yak Fest.
Yeah,
Yak Fest. St. Yeah, Albans.
Right. Yeah. Keep hyping up St. Albans.
Yeah, along with the Tour de Cole
will
take place where all the thousands of kayaks float down the river, down the Coal River, and end up, they start out, I believe, Lower Falls, Tornado area. Yeah.
They drop it up past my neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's that park called up there?
I can't remember.
They have cross-country meets up there all the time. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't
remember. Meadowood?
Something like Meadow something.
I think it's
Meadowood. Sounds right.
Think that's right.
Yeah. Anyway, the Yak Fest taking place. That's on Friday and Saturday. They close down Main Street.
Yep.
And people bring out their lawn chairs. They've got vendors lining both sides of the street. And then the big stage at the end, they've got bands all day on Friday and Saturday. So it's a really neat event.
Yeah. Let's just hope Saturday looks nice. It gets down to 81. But, man, if you're out there these next few days,
rough.
Be careful.
Yep.
I've got
hydrate
friends doing landscaping and stuff. And, mean, I've done it in low 90s, and it was no all joke. You wanted. And for it to be 100 degrees on Tuesday, Wednesday, man, you all be careful for sure. Find a pool that Brandon didn't pee in, stay in it.
And, well, I was about to say, for Torrey Cole, if you're near the near my neighborhood and area, you'll see me out there. I like to challenge them by throwing rocks at them as they come.
Are you just constantly peeing in the river?
Yeah, I just pee, and then I throw rocks at them.
Throw rocks at them.
Got to shake it up, all right? This ain't an easy trek down the river.
And if you have a new kayak, make sure it's not cracked.
Yeah.
Good. Don't need any of that going on, so.
All right, we're in the show, man. All right. Thank you to Alex Daugherty coming on, Riverside head football coach, still in the Scoop and Score. We'll have many other coaches all the way leading up to the first week of the season.
Never know who we might bring at you Friday. Yeah,
I think we're looking at a couple.
Yeah,
so,
we'll get somebody.
Long
list. A lot of guys to choose from. So if you're in the HD media area, we haven't got to your guy yet, we will.
Yep. And we'll have fun. We'll talk about their team, of course, and some guys. And I know it's early, but just an early preview. And then, of course, we'll have our fun with them, too. So, yep. All right. We'll talk to you on Friday here on the Brandon Lowe Show with Ryan Brink.
Thanks, guys.